And so you say this is the fifth year you'll be doing it. That's in June, I think.
Uh-huh.
Right. Yeah. And you've got a number of people coming?
So far, it's still early in the year, but we do have... so it's limited on how many people can do the long swim, just because it's a real... It's really difficult to get to that part of the island with that many people and that many kayaks, and it's a protected part of the island. And so we limit that to 16 people, and it's still early in the year for registrations, but we have more than half of those spots already taken.
Oh.
And most of those swimmers are actually, that come out to do that race, are actually not from Utah. We get people from New York, Boston, California, Texas, Oregon, Arizona, Colorado.
Really?
Most of the people that come out to swim that longer race are not from Utah.
Interesting. What's the draw for them? The cool t-shirt you get at the end that says, I swam, or whatever, I swam Great Salt Lake?
No, for most... I don't know, open water swimmers in general, it's kind of a different, it's a different group than, people that are, you know, really into pool swimming. For a lot of us, it's more about, adventure and trying something new and different, pushing yourself to see if you can go longer, further. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's what it is for a lot of people out of state, is that just the idea of trying something new, swimming somewhere that's totally different than anywhere else they've ever been.
Yeah.
That's many times saltier than the ocean.
Right.
It's just the challenge, the adventure.
Yeah, the uniqueness, I'm sure. So that's got to be kind of considered hardcore, isn't it, to go do an open water swim in Great Salt Lake?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's difficult. And we've had, you know, pretty seasoned open water swimmers come out and... yeah, it's difficult. It's they're not used to it. I mean, they can swim that distance easily or longer, but it's the salt that really gets them.